Today, Oliver Hart of Harvard University and Bengt Holmström of MIT won the 2016 Nobel Prize in Economics for their work on contract theory. The two studied issues often seen in the headlines, including CEO pay, company mergers, and whether schools and prisons ought to be privately owned. For more, we're joined by Robert Gibbons, a professor at MIT's Sloan School of Management. And Professor, I know you've worked with both of this year's Nobel Prize winners. It must be an exciting day for you and your colleagues at MIT.
Fantastic. Times two.
Well, tell us exactly what this prize is for. What is contract theory?
So Hart and Holmström are two of the leaders in a major expansion and focus of economics from, you know, the neoclassical focus on arm's length, anonymous dealings in neoclassical markets to a complementary focus on these close-in, specific, often long-run relationships, whether it's between two people in an organization or two firms like a joint venture or an alliance or a government and a firm in a public-private partnership or two countries and so on. So this is super important in economics. So it guides the follow-on empirical work. I mentioned a couple of applications, but there are more. There is work on privatization. There's work in corporate finance. There's work in developing economies where contract enforcement is not so good. There's work on the institutions that support economic activity in every country and in every economy.
But people may be surprised to hear that there is theory to just contracts back and forth between people or between organizations, that there's so much academic thought going into this kind of relationship.
One lawyer, academic, business practitioner friend of mine said, no contract in the world will compel an unwilling partner to perform. So we do think of contracts as being a very important part of economic activity. There are settings, however, in low-income countries and other settings with lack of enforcement where the reaction that one might have in this country that contracts are pervasive and important is less appropriate, right? So if you're sending roses from Kenya to the EU, it turns out that that's done very importantly through relationships and not so much through court-enforceable contracts. And indeed, if you're doing interactions between, you know, a big biotech firm in New Jersey and a small biotech startup, again, they're sort of pushing the limits of contract enforcement. Intellectual property is a notoriously difficult thing to contract about. And so one of the big first steps in this work is to recognize the difficulties of contract rather than their pervasiveness.
So obviously, economics in this country touch everybody. We're all concerned with how the economy is doing. Do you think that this Nobel Prize for this research is at some point going to have an effect on our daily lives in a way that we may not even understand yet?
Absolutely. So what it does is helps economics move from an initial focus almost entirely on markets to an understanding of all the other ways that people create economic value together. I think one of the major messages of this work is how difficult it is to use formal contracts only to create the kinds of collaborations in the economic sphere that potentially make everybody's life better. And so their work set up the question of how can economists help a fixed set of people collaborate better together, whether that's in a very small scale or a very big scale. And the answer isn't always set up a better market. And this work enables economists to think about this both in terms of theoretical models and in terms of empirical testing in a wide array of domains, from international trade to exchange in low-income countries to corporate finance issues in developed economies and beyond.
That's Robert Gibbons, a professor of management and organizational economics at MIT's Sloan School of Management, talking with us about this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.